Masters. Right now, Mike, I thought we'd talk about Olympic women's curling. I don't know how much of this you caught.
It's funny you'd mention that because I hate to interrupt you,
but we understand that we have a very special guest joining us on the ticket hotline now, and specifically wanted to talk to you. I'm not sure who this is. Hello, caller.
Hi, Junior. How are you? It's me, Tiger.
Tiger Woods calling the program. Hi, Tiger.
Hey, where's Jaw? Is he having another bout of explosive demoralizing diarrhea?
Yes, that, and he's covering the North Texas basketball game today.
Oh, well, I'll pray for him because I know the last time he had the, you know, the bad backside stuff, he blew a hole through his toilet and fell through from the second floor to the first.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was horrible. They had to get paramedics out there and the jaw's alive. What up, Ducey?
Hey, Tiger.
Let's go. Hey.
Looking forward to seeing you back in action soon.
Yeah,
on the golf course, that is.
You know, I heard Mike on with you, Junior, so I figured I would call up for a little advice.
Oh, okay.
Anytime I get to talk to the Ducinator.
Hey, nice.
Mike, I know you've been through this before, the whole sex with porn stars and barebacking it with skank waitresses and getting busted by your wife before wrecking your car in a Vicodin haze. So, you've been there, you've done this, kind of what I've been through, right, Mike?
Tiger, looking forward to seeing you back at the Masters.
So, I want you to give me some advice. Am I making a mistake by returning to the Masters? I mean, how much time did you take off before you returned to work at Fox 4?
Tiger, I think speaking to your situation only, I think returning to the Masters is a great idea, very controlled environment, and I think it's a place that you know and love, and you'll do very well, I'm sure.
So you're giving me the Ducey seal of approval on this.
For returning to the Masters, you bet.
The Ducey thumbs up.
Uh-huh.
That's good, because you're more experienced at this than anyone. Another question for you, Mike. How did you break it to your wife that you were running around with women playing AIDS roulette? I mean, that's what I was doing, you know?
You know, I think Augusta National is just the perfect setting for your return.
Uh-huh.
I really do. And I can't imagine how excited you must be to return to the world of competitive golf.
I'm not saying that I did this, but how did you handle your homosexual affairs if they came out in the open? Mike, you there?
I think your quest for yet another green jacket is just something that will be, you know, must see TV, if I may put it that way. And wow, can't believe that you're actually going to get back out there so soon. But hey, more power to you.
You know, Junior, I want to make mention that I told you guys when I was on with you last Tuesday that I was returning for the Masters. So
yes.
That was a ticket exclusive.
Yes, it was. We thank you for breaking that here.
Heard here first on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Another ticket exclusive. Mike Ducey's tearful confession of rampant homosexual cocaine use. Go ahead, Mike.
8:46 here on the ticket. Let's get
Mike?
Back to Tiger now with
Mike?
More golf talk. Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel coming
Mike?
Up here in just a few minutes.
Oh, he's gone. Well, that was quite a treat. It's not every day Tiger calls just to talk to you.
Wow. Almost a one-on-one. Or
Mike's
really
sweating.
More of a...
Why is Mike sweating over here?
He is never coming back
again. I've been sweating since 5:30 this morning, Carlos. This is nothing new.
Oh, my.
All right, yes, we will continue the Tiger talk with Rich Lerner from the...